This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
There's a category of assets called passion investments. This includes fine art, wine, and other collectibles. It is high glamour, high cost, and also high risk, which is why it's mostly the realm of the super rich. Jason Carrion has been looking at some interesting new trends in this rarefied space. He is senior Europe correspondent at Quartz and joins us from London. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
So your story has a bar chart in it that lists how different types of luxury investments are doing as tracked by the firm Knight Frank. For the most part, each category is up or down, around 3%, with some doing a little bit better or worse. But then there's this one huge bar sticking out. Classic cars, up nearly 30% in a year. Why is it that cars are fetching so much money right now?
Well, I think there is a certain rarity value to these cars. For example, earlier this year here in London, the most expensive auction of a car ever was a Mercedes-Benz that won a few Grand Prix in the 1950s. And obviously, that is a one-of-a-kind item.
Now, apart from cars, coins and stamps are also doing especially well, better than fine art, wine or jewelry. What does that say about who the buyers are these days?
Without knowing too much about the backstory, I think that cars, coins and stamps, there is a bit of a, let's say, geekier nature of these. Certainly, you know, gearhead stamp collectors, coin fanciers, they conjure a certain image that is perhaps opposed or just different from the sort of art and wine enthusiasts. And I think you can read something into that, but we sort of build it as a bit of a revenge of the nerds scenario.
Okay. Now, this comes up when we talk about housing. We always explain, well, this is a different kind of investment than stocks or bonds because you can actually live in it and use it. And passion investments are similar because you can enjoy them by driving them or displaying them. But in general, though, how do they actually fit into a portfolio compared to more traditional investments?
It's very fun, obviously, to talk about these quite rare, scarce, and extremely expensive investments. But when you look at the portfolios of your average high net worth individual, your average billionaire, let's say, you know, the usual bonds, stocks, property, even cash accounts for, let's say, about 3/4 of their portfolio. So these kinds of passion investments tend to only be about, let's say, 3-5%. The message for other people would be that Bugatti or Burgundy is probably not an easy route to wealth.
Okay, Jason Carrion from Quartz, thanks so much.
Thank you.